Islamic Revolution and Revising a Women's Islamic Identity. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. No doubt, the Islamic Revolution has been the most popular movement for several centuries. Without widespread presence of people in all scenes of this great uprising, it was impossible to overthrow a regime which was thoroughly supported by foreign powers, particularly the U.S. regime. Moreover, it enjoyed a very powerful army among the Islamic countries and considered itself as the gendarme of the region. But what made the Islamic Revolution more glorious was the strong and brave participation of women in demonstrations and struggles against the despotic regime of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. In the third episode of this special series, on the 45th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, we are going to dwell upon the role of women in the revolution and the revival of their identity as Muslim women in the light of the revolution. Before the Islamic Revolution, women, like men, were suffering from oppression, discrimination, suffocation, and the dire economic conditions. However, it was the spread of immorality and instrumental use of women which had made them angry with the corrupt regime. Yet, Imam Khomeini reminded women of their lost identity and dignity and urged them to create a unique epic among men. The father of the Islamic Revolution marked the role of women in the scenes of the revolution with the words, "We have this victory because of ladies more than men. Our respectful ladies were in the front lines. Our dear ladies caused men to be daring and brave. We are in debt to the efforts of you ladies." This respect, trust, and inducing of identity to Iranian women made a firm bond between them and the Imam and the Islamic Revolution so much so that they continued their constructive role in the aftermath of the struggles in various fields of defending the achievements of the revolution. The climax of loyalty of the Iranian women toward the ruling system and the country was manifested during the 8-year war that Saddam imposed on the nation at the behest of his masters in Washington and Tel Aviv. They sincerely supported the combatants in the fronts through preparation and sending of food and other necessities for them. Meanwhile, nearly 6,500 women were martyred and thousands of others were injured during the Holy Defense. As the Iranian ladies found their lost identity after the Islamic Revolution, the Islamic Revolution also granted them numerous achievements and opportunities. The revival of their Islamic Iranian dignity was the most important among these achievements. Today, the women in Iran, besides fulfilling their role as a mother and wife at home, are responsible humans in the social arena and are active in various domains while keeping their chastity and Islamic code of dressing, which is called hijab. They are no more a tool for meeting the demands of libertine men or companies. Iranian ladies can freely take part in elections as candidates or voters. Now, there are hundreds of ladies in parliament and city councils. Women are also active in 2,700 NGOs, most of which focus on the ladies' problems. The employment of women has significantly increased compared with the pre-revolution era. Presently, more than 45,000 of the employees in the government are women, and 25% of those managerial posts are run by committed and specialized women. Women owe their progresses in social activities mostly to the promotion of their education and relevant skills. Before the Islamic Revolution, around 25% of women were literate, but this figure has reached to nearly 95%. The number of female students and graduates in different academic fields has highly increased. According to the statistics of the Ministry of Sciences, Research and Technology, women form approximately 60% of students and 35% of the Scientific Board of Universities. Since its coming to existence nearly 45 years ago, the Islamic Republic of Iran has taken big strides in promotion of hygiene and health of women, especially in deprived regions of the country. In view of this, the rate of life expectancy has reached to 78 years among women, which is higher than the average global figure. The maternity death toll among pregnant women has decreased to 20 among 100,000 deliveries, which is seen in very few nations. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the Iranian women have made spectacular breakthroughs in sports too. While in the pre-revolution era, women had athletes only in 7 fields, today they are active in over 40 fields of sports and play in 8,000 clubs specialized for ladies. Today, women have gained 3,300 medallions in various international competitions. The important point is that the Iranian female athletes participate in all contests with hijab to show that this Islamic dressing code is no hindrance for social activities. Of course, the Iranian women have made eye-catching progresses after the Islamic Revolution in numerous domains like science, technology, art, culture, and so on. As a matter of fact, women in Iran have rendered great services to the cause of the Islamic Revolution as they find their true identity and esteem after the triumph of the revolution.